Welcome to Not a Novice, a time of refreshing and upliftment through the unfailing word of God with Bishop Victor Collins of Sabre. Bishop Collins is the Bishop of the Good Shepherd Church, a dynamic church located in Canal No. 2 Polder, West Bank Demerara, with branches all over Guyana. Now, here is the message.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is. It's always a blessing. On Tuesdays, to come your way with a fresh word from the Lord. If you are looking for prophecy, this is prophetic. If you are looking for exhortation, this is it. You are looking for encouragement, welcome. Thank you for all of you who call and give us testimonies and express your excitement and joy about and Not a Novice. From all across the country. It's a blessing and it's a privilege to serve and to preach. And by the grace of God, we'll preach every Tuesday to you, wherever we are, wherever you are. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness towards us. I pray you speak to our hearts, affect our lives, and that you not even allow us to leave this service, this time of fellowship, just as we, the same as we joined. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. Well, we're looking at how you can be wise as a serpent. How you can be wise as a serpent. And then we've looked at so many things. I hope that you're writing things down. I hope the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. He's impressing some things on your heart for you to do and for you to adapt. You get it? And so Jesus said, I send you Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. If you are joining us for the first time, you can turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. Are you there? My tablet is warming up. It's feeling cold. Matthew chapter 10 and the 16th verse. All right. Just now. The Bible says, right here, in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, Scripture says that, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So that's really what we're looking at. Wise as serpents. How can we be wise as serpents? So that's where we are at. To be wise as serpent, you have to understand or know how serpents behave. And so you can adapt to it, you can apply it, and you can be as wise. I say you can be as wise. Because there are a lot of people who live in this world and they are not wise. There are a lot of foolish people who live around, who are around everywhere on the surface of the earth. There are quite a number of people who are not wise. But I see you becoming wise. As I see you becoming wise, because you're going to adapt, you're going to apply the principles of the serpent in your life. Now, this afternoon, I want us to look at snakes as masters of maneuvers. Snakes as masters of maneuvers. We have looked at snakes are masters of giving themselves wholly. Snakes are masters of overcoming their handicaps. But also snakes are masters, or serpents are masters of maneuvering. Maneuvering. Or you can call it flexibility. You get it. In Matthew chapter 21, from verse 28 to verse 30, the Bible says, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not." Now, this scripture is telling us something. There's a man who gave his son an instruction, gave his son an order, requested of his son to do something. And the Bible says that he said, I will not. Have you done that before? Your father gives you an instruction, your mother gives you an instruction, and then you disobey. Have you done some before? I'm sure you've done some before. Yeah, you're listening to me from Region 3. Canal number 2 pulled out. Yes, you've done some before. You don't listen to your mother. You don't listen to your father. People do that. But the Bible says that. But afterward, he changed his mind. And then he obeyed. He repented and he followed. He flowed. Now, what does this mean? This tells you about being flexible, being able to maneuver, that today is a no, but tomorrow is a yes because of circumstances and because of the conditions. Snakes are the masters of many maneuvers. You know, they can move in many different ways. You know, snakes can move in very different ways. Serpents can climb. They can climb. Oh, crap, they can climb. Even though they don't have legs, they don't have hands, they don't have limbs, they don't have anything, but they can climb. They can swim. Serpents can swim. I've seen serpents swimming before. Sometimes in the gutters around, you see eels. And you can easily mistake them for serpents or for snakes. But there are also snakes that are in water. Anaconda swims. He has not gone for any swimming lessons, but they swim. So serpents can swim. They can stand. If you see the cobra, he can fold a bit of his body, and then the rest will be up. Cobras can stand. They can move forward. They can move sideways. And they can even move backwards. What a spirit of maneuverability, flexibility. And so Jesus is saying that in the wisdom of living among wolves, you will have to be able to change your mind like this son changed his mind. He said, I will not. But then he decided to move this way. To adjust, to adapt. Nothing is difficult. If you have to sit, you sit. If you have to stand, you stand. If you have to lift up your hands, you lift up your hands. If you have to eat, you eat. If you don't have to eat, you don't eat. If you have to drink water, you drink water. If you don't have to drink water, so it is. Now, you see that most people suffer from this inability to be flexible, inability to maneuver. Sometimes in church, you see people come to church, they are used to drinking water. When you go to the church, you are not in a restaurant. Tell the friend you are in a room listening to the message. Tell your friend, tell that neighbor, tell him when you go to church, it's not a restaurant. How do you go to church and you have your juice, you have your cokes, and right there in the church, as the pastor is preaching, you open it up and you sip it. You open it up and you sip it. As you are listening to the preaching, even you are not dancing, as people are singing and dancing, you are sitting down and then you are drinking Cokes. You are drinking icy whatever. I mean, you are too rigid. You are inflexible. What is this thing that you gotta drink water? You gotta drink water. It's not everywhere you can drink water. It's not everywhere you can do the things that you are used to. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to maneuver yourself. Otherwise, a lot of things will not happen for you. Let me tell you. If you transition from this system, if you live in Guyana, and you transition from Guyana into another system, you have to be flexible. You have to be flexible. Now, you see, for example, in our country, if you don't have a vehicle and you are going to work, yeah, you get up in the morning, you cook, you do whatever you have to do. You dress up. You go on the road. Then there are several buses that pass. Isn't it? Then you catch the next available bus. If you transition to America or to Europe, you will have to... you will have to be at the bus stop at a particular time for a particular bus, for a particular train. which will take you to your station at a particular time, and then you do your 5 or 10 minute walk. So you get to work by 5 to 8 or 10 to 8, since you start work at 8 o'clock. If you cannot be flexible, if you cannot maneuver, you can't live in America. You are used to eating banana in the bus, and then you shy the peel, you shy it through out of the window. That's what you are used to. Okay, welcome to America. As you are in the bus, as you are in the metro, shy the banana somewhere. You see what will happen to you. You ride bus for free. You go to New York. You want to ride from the Bronx to Manhattan on a free train. You find yourself in jail. There's a gentleman who went to Switzerland for holidays. And he jumped on the bus. When he got on the bus, there was no conductor, just the driver. Nobody asked him, where's your ticket? Nobody asked him to pay anything. So he jumped on the bus, and he was in the bus enjoying himself. And he was actually talking and saying, wow, this place is very nice. The bus is free. Before he could say Jack Robinson, inspectors of tickets jumped on board the bus a few stops from where he jumped on the bus. They asked him, where's your ticket? He said he doesn't have a ticket. He said he thought it was free. When he realized, he was deported. He was on the next flight back to his country in Africa. Why? Because he can't believe that you pay to jump on the bus. You have to adapt. You have to adjust. People come to church. It's very fantastic. Over the years that I've been pastoring, people come to church. They want to go washroom. They want something to drink. Some little 2 hours you are spending in the church, you are not flexible. You cannot maneuver. The Bible says that the son of this man said, I will not. And then he changed his mind. The snake is able to stand. He's able to move sideways. He's able to swim. He's able to do this. Are you that man? Can you maneuver? Can you drive a car? Can you ride a bicycle? Can you ride a motorbike? Can you also walk? Can you do these things? Or all you can do is walk. You can't ride a bicycle. That is why many people struggle. Because it's like you are so dependent on a bus that the day there's no bus, you are stuck. You're dependent on your vehicle so much that the day there's no vehicle, you can't adjust. You have to maneuver in this life. If you are going to survive, if you are going to do well, you will need to adjust. You need to adapt. You need to maneuver. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah, most of the bones within the snake skull are not fused, but rather loosely attached ligaments. This allows the expansion and flexion necessary to engulf prey. You see, as a human being, there's so much you can put in your mouth at a time. You can try it and see. You can stuff your mouth. I think sometimes people do that. They push this here, push this there. And you see the mouth is filled with food. Now the snake, as small as its mouth is, as slim and fine as he is, he's able to swallow an antelope. Why? Because the jaw bones, they are not together. They are broken in a certain sense. And so it allows expansion and flexion. And that's how the snake is able to swallow big things into his mouth and then through his innermost part. Are you with me? And so as a human being, you need to be able to adapt. If there's no car, you walk. And some people, they can't walk. If the sun is shining, you need an umbrella. Oh, really? What about if there were no umbrellas? Yeah, the sun hot bad. The sun hot bad. What about snow? What would you say also? Snow cold bad? You have to adjust. I remember when I used to live in Europe. Hey, now when I travel in a cold winter time and I pass through Europe, I ask myself, is this where I live for many years? The place is cold. My last trip to Europe, I was in a hotel. I tell you, I asked for an additional heater. I asked for an additional heater. The room was heating, but the heating wasn't heating up.
For me, it was the heating. The temperature was not even 25. The temperature was about 20 degrees in the room. I had to keep on my clothes. I had to keep on my winter hat. I had to keep my socks on. You have to sleep and cover yourself with your clothes on. Chale, it's like a very fantastic lifestyle. I can't believe I lived there for many, many years. Almost 2 decades.
You put on your underpants. You put on your male, what do you call it? I think there's a name they call it, I've forgotten. But let's say male tights, right? But it's a longer one that covers your feet. Then you put on your jeans. Okay, so that's three. Three at the bottom. Then you go to the top. You wear your vest. You wear a t-shirt, a round neck. Then you put on your shirt. Then you put on a pullover. And you put on your jacket. Hey, you. If you go and you say, you know what? Me, I can't put on enough clothes like that. Thank you very much. You're welcome to cold weather. You see, you catch cold. You get pneumonia. And you can easily die. Are you there? Beautiful. So, if you don't maneuver in this life, you lose the ability to quickly respond to the ever-changing scenes of life. Life changes. Life changes. And as the things change in this world, you also have to change. For example, our church is all the way on the west bank of the Demerara River. I have done church. I have preached. I've had churches in Georgetown for many years. Then the Lord blessed us with a land in Canada, Matupola, on the west bank of the Demerara River. And for me, it was not a problem. I have to be able to maneuver. And we have built a church that we are still building. But that's where we minister from. That's where I go almost every day. That's where I meet people. That's where I preach. That's why I pray. But my life has been in Georgetown for several years. It is not a disadvantage. It is not a problem for me to now focus on the West Bank. Cross the bridge every day. Toll, pay toll. It is never a complaint. It is never something I bring up. So, oh, I'm punishing. I'm suffering. Look at it now. I was in Georgetown. Georgetown was nice. I've moved here. No. I don't fast. I said, I don't fast. Do you fast? I don't fast. I'm able to maneuver. I'm able to flex. I'm able to flow. The bridge closes, but it's okay. If you don't cross the bridge, you don't know the closing and the opening and the double lane and the single lane, all the fantastic things that comes with it. But it is not a bother. It's not a hindrance. I'm maneuvering. I'm flexible. Are you flexible like that? Sometimes you have to probably just, sell a few things in front of your house to make some money instead of going out to work. Maybe it's a season where you are not finding a job. Just do something. Go to the market and help a cousin or help an auntie and get a little raise. At least there's something to move around and to buy a few things before you land yourself a good job. You must be flexible because life changes. You can lose your job anytime. Then what happens? You have to sit down and write application. Application? Some applications never arrive at the place they must arrive at. You when you enter the building, the people downstairs will tell you, oh yes, you can leave it here. And you keep your application there. That's it. It never goes up. The letter, your application letter doesn't have feet to walk up to the human resource department where the application letter is supposed to be. What do you do? Do you sit down and put your hands between your legs and wait for somebody to call you? No! Do something. Do something. Do something. Go and sell some pointer broom. Sell some chana. Sell some guinea. Do something. You must be flexible. You must maneuver. I'm telling you, when I migrated from Ghana to Europe, Netherlands, I had never done some of the jobs I did. You see, in Ghana, I was a teacher. I did some teaching. You know, that was the only work I did. And then sometimes during vacation, I'll go and help in my father's pharmacy store sell drugs. Okay? Now, when I went to Europe, my first job was washing dishes in a kitchen. I never knew that washing dishes, washing wares was a job. when my mother would tell me, go and wash the wares. Then you say, you turn up your face. And then you begin to walk slow. And then you say, your mother will start hollering. Bye. Wait upon. Remove from here. Go and wash the dishes. Then you say, you turn up your face. You cack up your face, if there's something like that. And then you start walking slow. Never walk slow like that in your life. Your mother will abuse you and all of that. I went to Europe. That is what I did for a year or so. A couple of months. Just to get some money. Because my mother doesn't live in Europe. My father doesn't live in Europe. The government is not going to give you money. There's nothing. So I have to maneuver. Then from washing dishes, I had to move to work in a factory. They were making cheese. There's this. Whenever you pass through Amsterdam Schiphol, you should check for those cheeses. They are big, round. They are like pumpkins. Yellow, heavy. They sell them in pieces also if you want that. Because it's very, very heavy to carry if you're traveling. And they have smaller ones. Smaller ones like tomatoes and things like that. I used to pack them when they are processed and they are ready for the markets. They come on a conveyor, and you take them and you put them in a shelf, a movable shelf, and you'll be packing that all day. You go up, you come down, up, down. Hey! I worked there one day. The next day, I didn't go back to work. It was very hard, and it was in the winter. It was cold. But over the years of my life, I have done so many things. So many things. One time, I used to clean trains. Yeah, now that I'm a man of God, I'm preaching to you from wherever you're hearing me from, Maburuma, Region 1, Ashalton, Region 9, Region 4, Region 3. I used to clean trains, long-distance trains, sleeping trains where people sleep in. There's a bed in the train. They sleep on it. I have to make the bed. It was like a moving hotel. I'm telling you, you have to be able to say yes and say no sometimes. You can't say no all the time. Sometimes you have to say yes. You can't say yes all the time. Sometimes you have to also say no. The Bible says the guy said, I will not. And then he changed his mind. Amen. So to be as wise as a serpent, you must be capable of making U-turns. You know U-turns? You change your mind. Yeah, you can't be so adamant and so stiff-necked. You are angry, you are annoyed, and nobody can talk to you. Nobody can encourage you to change your mind. Nobody. How? Why? Why are you so dogmatic? Why are you so strange? I mean, heavy-headed. Change a little bit, nah? I say, change a little bit, nah? Be flexible. Be able to maneuver. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. You see, sometimes you don't know where your blessing is coming from. God is a very mysterious, a very wonderful God. Sometimes God comes to us in different forms. And so if you always want to expect God to come in a particular form, it doesn't work. Somebody said that, I don't believe women should preach. Well, the Apostle Paul told the church in Corinth. Now, you have to understand Bible in context when you're interpreting it. So those of you out there who say that you don't believe in women preaching, I hope you believe in women cooking also. Or you don't believe in women cooking. You don't believe in women becoming doctors. You'll be surprised to go to the hospital with a very private case as a man. And the person who you're going to meet there is a woman. And he'll say, open your pants. You can tell the ladies that I don't believe in female doctors. And they can get up, go with your problem, and go and die with your problem. You don't do that. If you are drowning in a river, and a woman jumps into the river and tries to help you out, you don't tell the woman that, I don't want to be saved by a woman. Go, I want to drown and die. You see, you are just hypocritical. The context of I don't allow women to speak or usurp authority was applied in a place where the women were overboard. They were uncontrollable. So they had to be brought under control.
And that's why the instruction was that. But in a system, in a place where a woman is not like that, you can't impose that on a person. How do you give somebody a ticket when they have not made any offense? Can you just go give somebody a ticket when they are just driving normally? You give a ticket to somebody as a police officer because somebody has violated something. In the same way, it is when a woman begins to usurp authority, begins to behave like she's in charge, she's a boss, nobody can control her. That is when control must come inside. Am I speaking to somebody this morning, this afternoon? Yeah. And so your ability to maneuver, your ability to be flexible, your ability to make U-turns, and U-turns especially are repentant. You did something wrong to somebody, just say you are sorry. That's all. They say you stole their money. You say you didn't steal it, but you stole it. Just confess. Just say, I'm sorry. I mean, I was in need or whatever, and then that's all. I'm sorry. Be flexible. Are you with me? Amen. When Jesus met Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus made a U-turn. Zacchaeus was a guy who was a tax collector. He didn't mind anybody at all. He was the revenue authority, working at the revenue authority in his days. Yeah, taking people's money. Then at a point, he met Jesus. Then he said, you know what? I won't take people's money again. Nice guy. Don't you want people who change their minds out of inflexibility to being flexible? We like people like that. Are you? One plug. In Ghana, we call it one plug. One gear. When you're in first gear, you don't move. Even a vehicle, as much as it is automatic, it's in drive. When you step on the accelerator, it starts from first gear. Then it's moving. You can't drive in first gear only. It doesn't work like that. It can't be one plug. You can't be one way. You should be able to turn around. You should be able to make peace. You should be able to fight sometimes. You should be able to do things, maneuver, just like the snake can move in water, can climb trees, can stand up, can move on the side. So should you be. Father, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to learn something from the snake. I thank you for those who are going to apply and implement it. Let them move forward in strength and be successful in life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're not saved. You're not born again. As you're listening to me, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Even if you're in the studio, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. And I receive Jesus into my heart right now to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul and writing my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. It's time to give an offering. All the time, not a novice church, we receive offerings. 614-7909. 614-7909. Is our MMG number. Give, and God says he'll bless you. Father, thank you for everyone who is giving $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $1,000, $500. Bless their lives immensely. Let abundance be real to them. Let them enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Let abundance manifest, abundance in wealth and in riches be made manifest in their lives. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. So God bless you so much. I'll see you again next week, right here, Tuesdays, on Not a Novice.
You can hear more of Bishop Collins live Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Good Shepherd Church, off Stanley Town Road to South Section Canal No. 2, West Bank, Demerara, a short distance from the Conservancy Dam. The Good Shepherd Church is the church with direction for your life. Contact us for more information on +592-614-7909.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call 592-691-5301 or 592-628-2227 or email us on notanoviceservice@gmail.com. God richly bless your day.